So it really is wonderful to be here with you today. Many people probably just thinking about Pastor Nathan's words about being busy as an Aboriginal Christian leader. The invitations are still few and far between, and so we've still got a long way to go. So I'm very grateful for the invitation and to be here with you today. I do acknowledge that I am a Waka Waka woman, a visitor on the lands of the Gadigal peoples. I acknowledge that I grew up on Gubbi Gubbi country, and I acknowledge that I zoom in virtually to the lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples, and even Njarrindjeri country. And these virtual moments for me in acknowledging country have been special, as the acknowledgement of country travels over so many nations. And so I pay my respects to all the elders and leaders of the over 300 nations of Aboriginal peoples right across these lands now called Australia. And I also do acknowledge and pay my respects to Uncle Den Fisher. And I also acknowledge any other Aboriginal people that may be with us or viewing and watching this service. And so here we are in this year 2020. And here we are together at South Yarra Community Baptist Church. Today, our stories weave together in this very moment. As Common Grace, as the movement of Common Grace, we've been on the journey with Christians all across the world joining in for the season of creation. And I know you, as South Yarra Community Baps, have also been on the journey of season of creation. And so it's wonderful, as an Aboriginal Christian leader and the CEO of Common Grace, to join you on this last Sunday of the season of creation. And on this, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi Day. And so we have gathered. We can mean many things. We are family. We are faith community. We, the church. We, Christians and followers of Jesus. We, society. We, a nation. We, the world. We, the peoples. We, all of creation. We, country. Country in the Aboriginal way. And so first, as I think about we and we draw us into we, first some reflections on we as Aboriginal peoples. As Aboriginal peoples, we come from over 300 nations of peoples in these lands now called Australia. We know community is not whole when one is missing or injured or sick. This is the interconnectedness of community. We know country, and it tells us and reminds us of the interconnectedness of all of creation, of which peoples are just one part. We know interconnectedness of the social, political, economic, and ecological, pre-colonization, all in rhythm with each other. One is not prioritized at the expense of another. This interconnectedness is taught by the Creator and passed down through our elders from generation to generation to generation. As Aboriginal peoples, our elders teach us that when the land is sick, the people are sick. In these lands now called Australia, we is now Aboriginal peoples, Torres Strait Islander peoples, and non-Indigenous peoples of all cultures. That's all of us. Are dealing with a sickness of over 250 years. And so here we are in the year 2020, in the face of a global pandemic, a global climate crisis, and a global Black Lives Matter movement. Many people have described the current times as turbulent or disrupted. But for me as an Aboriginal person, this disruption didn't start in the year 2020. It started 250 years ago. Our wait for a new normal is 250 years long. I long for my people's normal before the impacts of colonization. And so, in the year 2020, with the words, teaching, and call of many Aboriginal elders, and these words aren't just for us as Aboriginal peoples, they are for non-Indigenous peoples as well. The call of many of our elders who say, care for country, and country will care for you. That's country in the Aboriginal way. And so we turn our minds, hearts, and hands to Jubilee for the earth. And first, some more words on country. Country is not just land. Country is not just peoples. Country is all lands, waters, sky, trees, plants, animals, fish, birds, mountains, rocks, and all peoples. Now, secondly, a word on what I articulate about Aboriginal ways of being, doing, and knowing. Most Aboriginal people in these lands now called Australia today are Christian. You won't find one Aboriginal person, Christian or non-Christian, that does not believe in the Creator, unless they aren't identifying and connected to their culture. For me, that Creator is Creator God, the same Creator that is in Genesis 1. As some Aboriginal Christian leaders say, Genesis 1 is the greatest Aboriginal dreaming story ever told. And so if you read any Aboriginal dreaming story, it will tell you one of three things. Sometimes it's two of those three things or all three of those things. But that is who the Creator is, how to care for creation, and for creation meaning all of country, and how to live in right relationship. And these to me are also three biblical mandates. I also say Aboriginal peoples are custodians appointed by the Creator, caretakers, stewards appointed by the Creator. We are part of God's story in these lands now called Australia and always have been. When you understand the true history of these lands now called Australia, you know it is a miracle Aboriginal peoples have survived. That is God's miracle, and we are still here for a reason. Today, I'm going to mainly reflect on Leviticus 25, but I was struck by how each of today's Bible passages are also so interconnected to this message. And so I ask that after today, as you meditate on these words that I share, to stay in your homes and meditate on all four Bible passages and try to read the Bible as I echo the call of Uncle Reverend Graham Paulson, as he called people to many years ago, to read the Bible with Aboriginal eyes. Look out for the mandates of who the Creator is, how to care for creation, and how to live in right relationship. Personally, I've reflected a lot on Leviticus 25 during September 2020 and this season of creation. There are a number of different parts to me that reflect on this passage. There's the brook that is actually a chartered accountant by profession, one of only 22 Indigenous chartered accountants in all of Australia. So I must confess that the numbers in Leviticus 25 say a lot to me. There may have been a part of me that wanted to do some maths, some extrapolation, and some financial modelling. Only joking, or maybe I'm only joking. I'm still not convinced myself there. But putting that aside, there is the brook that is an Aboriginal person, the brook who also has a non-Indigenous heritage, and the brook who is a Christian. But actually, my reflections aren't the different segmentations of myself and to be thought about differently, but are to be thought about as a whole. And that's for all of us, that we I was talking about, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous peoples of all cultures in these lands now called Australia. Leviticus 25 brings me into the present in these lands now called Australia in the year 2020. The year 2020 is 250 years since Lieutenant James Cook came here in Sydney. And if we take the 50-year periods in Leviticus 25 literally, this year is now the fifth opportunity for consecration and jubilee. As we near the end of 2020, I fear it is another missed opportunity. With the lived daily reality of injustice for my peoples, some of those things being Aboriginal deaths in custody, stolen wages, the lack of closing the gap, the lack of treaty and treaties, the words proclaim liberty, return to your land, and everyone is to return to their property. And these are the words that are in my version of Leviticus 25, of the NIV version of the Bible. So the words proclaim liberty, return to your land, and everyone is to return to their property. Make my heart sad, my prayer unceasing, and my actions more urgent. Let alone that the passage talks about selling and buying property. So where does stolen land come into this? Where does the blowing up of sacred sites, the destruction of the land and creation from mining and deep sea oil drilling, and all of those going against the wishes of traditional owners, where do they fit into this as verse 17 rings in my ears? Do not cheat or do not take advantage of each other. When I look at Australia in the year 2020, I see a land out of balance, where people hear in Welcome to Country and from our elders those words, care for country and country will care for you, but profit and greed is put before caring for creation. I see economy being put before environment. I see politics before love for our neighbours. As an Aboriginal Christian leader, I see daily the ramifications of serving mammon and not God. Sometimes they feel like ramifications that started 250 years ago and continue today. One of the other things I often say is I can't separate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander justice from creation and climate justice. And so for us here gathered today, will we repent and turn from putting profit before the planet and people and turn to honouring our Creator and loving our neighbour? For me, this is that we are being called into a new rhythm. Perhaps it's even an ancient rhythm. It's a call I hear in my heartbeat, in your heartbeat, my sister's heartbeat, my brother's heartbeat, my neighbour's heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of country. We hear it in the whisper of the breeze. We hear it in the crash of the wave on the beach. We hear it in the rustling of the gum leaves. We hear it in the laughter of the kookaburra. We hear it in the screech of the homeless cockatoo. We hear it in the magpie's good morning warble. We hear it in the cries of the black-throated finch. We hear it in Yam Island in the Torres Strait watching the seas rise. We hear it in Walpri country sitting in the hot desert sun. We hear it in Wurundjeri country from the winds in the mountains. There is a stirring in the lands, the waters and the hearts of the people. It's the voice of great creator spirit. It's been calling to us, that's all of us, since time immemorial, through thousands of years, through 250 years, and today in the year 2020. This new but ancient rhythm is calling us to come together. I pray that that we includes you. You see, I often say, together we feel less tired and less alone. As I look around this Zoom room of South Yarra Community Baptist Church, I do see diversity. As I look around Common Grace, I see diversity. Diversity and movement of people pursuing Jesus and justice. And being here with you today and being part of Common Grace Movement, it helps me to feel less tired and less alone, as my hope and prayer is that we act together for the common good, that we discover common ground and that we share in common grace, that grace that God shows to all without distinction, the non-discriminating, all-inclusive power of God's love that is reflected in the goodness of creation. When we have unity and diversity, we see God's beautiful tapestry of humanity woven together with the tapestry of all of creation in our common home, God's beautiful earth. Last year in 2019, I collaborated with singer-songwriter Helen Wright as we wrote a piece together, and I provided poetry for this lyrical piece that we called A New Day. The final lines of my poetry call to us at the end of this season of creation 2020, calling us into jubilee for the earth, new rhythms and new hope. These are some of the final lines of my poem. The old ways dawn on a new day, fresh eyes and open hearts. Our stories weave together, shared truth, the new way, that's how it starts. And together we step into a new day, a new day. May that new day be one we step into today, together, with Jesus loving all our neighbours, peoples, lands, waters, trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, mountains, and where together we can proclaim liberty, and jubilee for the earth. Lord, may it be so. Thank you.